This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world. And I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it. And the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midway Street Cars. Like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going, so
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
Welcome to the show. Welcome. It's a good thing it's radio. Welcome. Man, our mics are fucking nice now.
Look at
these mics we got.
We almost professional. Look professional.
We should, dude, as good as these mics are, we should do this every Tuesday.
I feel like we should.
I agree.
I'm not sure what the hell's going on with my mic here, though, with this stuff. And it's like rubber band in there.
Yeah. It's like whenever you was in elementary school and they told you to drop an egg off a building and you had to like suspend it with rubber bands in a tennis shoe.
That's where your mic was. I could put an egg right in here.
Yeah, and it wouldn't break or nothing.
I don't know why my mic's different than everybody else's.
Yeah, it is.
Christmas last year.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. The one I got for Christmas didn't work. It was gold.
I fixed it.
No, it was gold, sir.
No, that's that one.
No.
It had gold on the box, motherfucker. It's right here.
I think y'all should fight about it.
Chinese lettering and stuff on it.
Hey, motherfucker.
Oh, that is it. That's the one.
That is it.
I'm guessing this isn't it, though.
I'm guessing that's
my brother-in-law got that for me for Christmas.
It looks the same.
For Christmas.
Prima. Don't knock over your Route 44 there.
It's almost empty anyways.
How?
Another one.
It's only like noon. How the hell did you drink that in one
I
day?
I already filled that up more than once.
Jesus.
That's how I get going in the morning.
Really?
It'll be water straight from... After this deal is over, it's water after that.
I hope so. You know, have a cardiac arrest.
I know. Plus, I got something sucking all the fluids out of me.
Ew. Shane, welcome to the show.
Hey!
On that note, thanks for having me.
We got Shane on the show. Shane on the show, because it's Tuesday.
Shane was a crash last night.
Shane, you were a fucking crash.
I was a crash.
Bro. You were a dumb crash, too. That was all your fault.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say. It looked like you panicked and locked the brakes up and slid into the dirt.
How many times have we had tried to tell you that your car is getting too fast?
He told us. He told us not to race on that road. Shane told us, don't race on that road. It's too short.
Well, when he started racing out there at first, his car wasn't fast.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate
it. I'm not sure it's fast yet, but it's fast.
Well, he was number three on the list.
That's true. He was because y'all fucked up.
I was still above him. So
yeah, good.
I'm the king.
Yeah. You ever been beat by Shane?
God damn it, I have.
Man.
Hey, this one time my car wasn't running really.
Yeah.
And Shane did outrun me, man.
But that car's gone.
Hey, it was fucking close. But he still outrun me.
Fast.
Yeah, shit. The whole time I was thinking, fuck, Shane's outrunning me. And this
That's
whole time I told
it.
Him.
You should have just crashed it.
I know, I should have. At that point, you got no other option.
At that point, when Shane's driving around you got to crash the car.
Yes.
Shane, what happened last night, buddy?
I don't know. I don't remember anything from the wreck.
Really? Nothing,
I still
no
don't,
memory? Thank
still
God.
Don't, I still don't remember anything.
Good.
I don't know if I got on the brakes too hard or something
like
broke. Something broke on the car.
It looked like you got on the brakes too hard. It looked like something was broke before you even left.
Everybody who crashes says something broke.
I don't know.
That's always, what had happened was my A-arm had broke. No, that had broke from the crash.
So
that shit had broke when you hopped the curb and then rolled it 17 fucking times. That was not broke before you hit that curb.
I bent my tie rods.
Yeah.
The car was so mangled, if something broke, you wouldn't have been able to tell.
Right.
No.
Right. Well,
It looked like a dune buggy when you got done. Like, yeah. Like it had just peeled the
it did
the
it
metal body. Right it, off of it. It's, it had peeled the Pinto like, body right off
that. It peeled the Pontiac Astri body. Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing left was the taillights.
So what were you doing out there, first off? Let's go back to the beginning.
Sorry. So for those of you that aren't keeping up, it's Tuesday. This is Chief and Sean show. We have Shane in the meth shack here.
And we have lots of questions.
Last night, well, there was a television show that aired last night that we don't really talk about in here, but there was a guy on it who crashed a Vega.
Yes. Sort of, it's something like a Vega.
It's like an Astri. But anyway, he crashed it. He's here to talk about it. That's Shane. Shane, what happened? Go start us from the beginning.
You know, I was using it to test and decided to make a little money on the side, you know, try to.
Did you make the money?
No, actually, I raced the guy twice. The first race,
you
crashed. The car didn't shift.
Oh, you lost the first race. They didn't show that on TV. No. Fucking Street Outlaws is fake.
Yeah,
man,
fake as fuck.
So the car didn't shift, and so I told him.
Hey, we got a problem here. What?
All right, Shane. So now that that's over, sorry, it wasn't that was more important than your story, but it was. So
at the time, obviously,
yeah,
it was.
Obviously.
We got interrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Sean's banging the secretary, and it turns out it's his wife, so now we have to listen to her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when she comes in, probably better. I don't know what I'm doing.
Probably a better listen
otherwise
to her.
I get bad looks.
Yeah, you probably better listen to her.
Yeah.
All right, Shane. So you lost the first race. They didn't put that on TV.
No. Car didn't shift, and when it didn't shift, Mike reached up there and grabbed the shifter. Man, it was too late. He went around me right at the end. So I told him, double or nothing, let's race again. And so I went back and fixed my issue, and I raced him, and I crashed.
You were a crash.
Did
you ever think that the shifter thing was someone trying to save your life?
No. No.
Oh, you didn't think that?
No.
Did you ever think that maybe that was a sign?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to.
Buddies didn't think that either?
Because think about it.
I wasn't going to pay him $1,000.
If your shifter wouldn't have worked the next pass, you wouldn't have crashed either.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would have made the same amount of money. None.
Yeah, none. Anyway.
So what does this tell
you? You probably would have saved money.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Would have saved a bunch of money.
Yeah, you'd have saved that ratty-ass Vega, too.
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
What happened? All right, well, you know.
It's gone. It's done.
That's what happens, you know.
So, I mean.
So basically, that road sucks, though.
Yeah, it does. He should have. You see, that's what happens whenever you take things into your own hands.
Well, I mean,
there's a chief.
Since I've been racing in Oklahoma City, I don't think I've ever raced on the street without you there?
Well, fuck no.
Okay.
What is that? Is that the new Batman?
What's that?
I got a text message. I probably should pause that. Yeah. Oh, it was Kamikaze.
What does he want?
I don't know. He put the Francisco Vega deal on there. Francisco Vega's savage, dude.
Anyways, I
remember when they started doing that whole deal in Sayre, and I think it's a cool deal, but there's a certain...
They started doing what in Sayre? Crashing cars?
What?
I remember when they started crashing cars out there, too.
Yeah, when Shane crashed.
Well, no, they crashed cars before Shane.
Cars that crashed out there?
Yeah. There was one guy went over the curb. He ran out of talent. He ran out of talent.
Sometimes that happens, man.
Yeah.
About 660 feet. Yeah. A lot of people run out of talent.
Was that my boy's t-ball coach, baseball coach, Rusty?
No.
Because he crashed out there, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
The guy that works at O'Reilly's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my boy's baseball coach. He's got an S10 or a Love or something, and then his brother or somebody's got a Camaro, and they crashed, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but basically, man, it's
nothing,
a blacktop road
nothing
that,
serious.
That you prep, but it's surrounded
well,
by
it wasn't
sand.
It wasn't prepped when I raced on it.
Well, the whole thing is prepped.
So it's it's a
oh god
a lot of rubber down.
But, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well,
but a lot of racing, rubber, a lot of racing
from,
go down there.
It's not rubber from race cars, though. It's rubber from tractors and shit that you put down there.
Yes.
Yeah, first time.
See, they're,
okay. Yeah.
So, and the place is surrounded by sand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's... And the wind blows a lot out there.
It's got a lot of stickers to hold the sand down now, so.
Stickers?
Yeah, there's a lot of stickers out there.
What do you mean stickers?
Like, not like a VP sticker.
Like a jig?
Not like a jig. He's talking like a sticker in your foot.
Oh,
like an owl.
Yeah,
owl. Goat head.
Oh, shit.
Goat head.
So, When the wind blows out there, what does that do with that sand?
It blows it over on the street.
It blows it right over onto that prep surface.
Yeah, that street.
And then the prep surface grabs the sand.
Yes.
And it sticks to the prep surface.
And then what does your tire do on top of that sand?
I don't know.
It spins.
Well, and when you're on the gas, you're probably not too bad.
No, but whenever you lift, you get off, 660?
Because everybody that lifts there, so there's no more exhaust to blow the sand.
No.
Hmm.
And then you got the like a good 300 feet to shut down out there.
So you got 300 feet of sand trap.
Yes. Yeah. And then it abruptly ends
there's,
in a T.
Well, hang on. There's a double jump, too. I see that. Y'all must be lying.
There's
I've
a
been
hump
out there
out
one
there.
Time in my truck, and my diesel had... My diesel won't go but about 80 mile an hour in the eighth of a mile, guaranteed.
Yes.
And I caught some air.
Yeah.
There's a double jump.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah. There's
it's badass.
So there's a certain cars.
Caliber of cars.
Certain
caliber of
cars. That's
yeah.
a good.
That probably shouldn't be racing out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've had this talk numerous times.
Yeah, I know.
He had to talk with us, Sean.
Yes.
We went out there to look at the road, and he told us not to go out there.
So what happened?
That's the place I started having fun at, so why not?
Should I take Shane's side so it could be like bad cop, good cop? Because I feel like right now it's just bad cop, dickhead.
No, we're just asking.
Bad cop, we're bad cop.
Shane's really taking an ass raping here.
Yeah, well, I don't feel like anything is too soon. Hey.
No, I know.
So even know.
While
he was
you and Francisco
black-eyed
Vega.
And crippled up, and he was walking the night after at the race, like that was full-blown.
Yeah,
that was true story.
Straight
he
up
was
next
out there
night.
The night after. He needed a wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah. It's
we
bad.
Were having to grab him, get him out of the way. He was walking in front of cars and
yeah.
shit. It was,
yeah,
it was
you really
up.
Shouldn't have been there.
He was fucked up. But he's hardcore. Like
I was medicated.
Yeah, you were.
He's trying to call the lift
very
back
heavily
out.
Medicated.
He's trying to call it back out.
Man,
like,
he
got a
didn't
new
have no car.
I found a Vega on the way home.
Yeah. There was one more.
That might have happened.
The goddamn ambulance rear-ended a Vega on the way home.
There was one more bracket Vega out there, and Shane went and bought it.
There's one more square tube ladder bar Vega in the country.
With an aluminum dash.
I bought it for 10 bucks.
Got all the boxes in it and stuff.
Yeah,
it's got throttle stops and shit.
Delay boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And
throw
stops.
That shit
got
away.
Got a fan.
Okay, so you did end up finding another Vega out there.
Yeah,
amazing. This is the third one now. This is your fourth Vega.
I still have the original one. I still have
You've
my original car.
Four Vegas?
No. He still has the original one.
That's
I,
the small tire
I
car.
Met him, he had
right.
a Vega.
Will you sell me that yeah. small tire car?
So
the
no.
small tire Vega?
No,
no.
I'm okay. keeping it. I plan on. I have
you plan
a plan
on
for
crashing it.
It
too.
Maybe later
I
on.
I understand. That thing ran 10-0 like clockwork on an 8-inch tire, and he had never crashed that thing.
I don't know.
He ran out of talent, like he said.
I guess.
So maybe. Now he puts big tires on Vegas.
But he ain't crashed in the race.
In what race?
Well, at Thunder Valley, he did crash during
yeah.
the race.
Yeah, he
was testing.
Yeah, I remember.
Broke a ladder bar. Broke
something
a ladder
broke
bar.
Something.
Well, it may or may not have been broke after the crash.
Broke a tie rod in.
Yeah.
Broke some lug nuts. Broke my shoulder.
Yeah.
And then I crashed.
Yeah. So you're on to your fourth Vega now.
Yeah.
How's the new one?
It's great.
Don't
is
wear
it,
purple
is
anymore.
Is it the same?
That was a really purple
I know.
Shirt.
I,
yeah.
You
had
a purple shirt on?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
could have
seen him from Mars.
Yeah.
Did it look like Dominator's car?
No,
it was different.
It was not that
it was
kind. It wasn't cool purple.
Soft wrist purple.
It was soft wristed purple. For real. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, like this purple?
It was exactly, but brighter. It was brighter. It was like you took a royal purple shirt and you ran one of those OxiClean challenges with it.
Yeah. Well, it was a royal purple
the
shirt.
65,
he just said it was a royal purple
where they do
shirt.
The 65 washes in a row, you know what I mean? And then it fades and the one doesn't fade.
And then they say it's still bright.
And then the guy from Australia or whatever is like, look at this one here, it's still bright as can be. Not his. His was the bleached out version.
Yeah, that was a bad choice.
So you got the new car going.
Yes, yes.
Is it fast? Have
yeah.
you been racing it?
Yeah, well, I haven't been racing it, but I've been testing it.
You've been testing it?
Yeah.
He come up to me.
No, I know.
He come, listen, Linda. So he gets his new Vega done, or close, or whatever you want to call it. It's a Vega. It's running. He comes to, we're filming right now. So he comes to the list race night a couple weeks ago. And he says, hey, I'm going to call out 10. I'm going to call out 10.
Brought my car just in case.
And I was like, no, this time he didn't even bring it.
That was it. Yeah,
and I said your car.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The week said, before,
and Shane's been here through all of this.
Yeah, so he knows. He's you know got I mean? A good idea, yeah.
And he's been here through all work. This. And he remembers when I wouldn't let other guys do this.
Yes.
And so, and I feel like Shane has a pretty good grasp of what's going on, but he still tries really hard to get by with it. And so he says, "I'm calling out 10," and I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna call out 10." And I was like, "Well, is your car here?" He goes, "Well, it's ready." And I was like, "I didn't ask you if it was ready, motherfucker. Is it here?" He's like, "Well, no." I said, "Dude, you going to call somebody out and your car ain't even here? Like, that's more fucked up than, like, when Reaper tried to call me out with his car loaded up."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
After, like, he had loaded it up.
After he had loaded it up and fucking set the seat heater and everything in his truck, he was leaving. Then he gonna call me out. Like,
yeah.
You did it. You didn't even have a car there. I was like, man, that's fucked up. So then the next week, he brings a car. He says, "I'm calling out 10. Yeah. I'm calling him out." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, you made some hits on the street?" "Yeah. Oh, yeah."
But there was a pause there, though.
Yeah, and I said, "Well," and I said, "you got any video of it?" And he goes, "Yeah."
"Yeah."
"Yeah, and you're standing there." And I was like, "Really? You got some video?" He goes, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well, let me see it." And he started reaching for his pocket, and you started getting all excited. Sean was like, "Oh, shit, he finna show Chief," because this is my thing. My thing is, I'm going to call you out on your bullshit. Normally, I'm right.
Yes.
Normally, for the most part, just like with Derek. Yeah. Derek said, "Oh, yeah, no, I've been testing. Let me see some video."
But he hadn't.
And his family and shit's behind him shaking their head no and shit, you know, like throwing him under the bus. He's like, "Oh, no, I've been testing. Let me see some video." Well,
you know, out in Shawnee.
It was just me. Yeah. I don't have any good video.
I got one guy, and he didn't have time to get his phone out.
Yeah. So I said to Shane, "You got some video?" "Yeah, yeah." I said, "All right, well, let me see it. Is it fast? Let me see it." And he was like, well, no. And I was like,
"It wasn't fast. It wasn't fast."
And Sean goes, "God damn it, Shane, you mother."
Hey,
Shane.
Hey, okay, let's. But before you got there, Shane always comes up to me and kind of tells me his plan.
See, I didn't know this.
Yeah, no. So he comes up to me because, man, me and Shane go way back.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
So,
like, four flats on a Cadillac.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Y'all from out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Where all that weird shit happens.
I've known Shane since high school.
Just for the record, the town that they came up in, like this shit so much, they literally took a street in town and made it a drag strip. Put up walls, put up bleachers.
Yeah, where Shane crashed.
I wasn't going to go there, but yeah. That town actually said, "This is so cool, we're going to let y'all street race in our town."
They didn't
every
think it was
weekend.
That cool when I was in high school.
Well, because you was a hoodlum.
I was.
Right. But now you a hero. You went from hoodlum to hero. Just like you can't go from hoe to housewife, you did it, baby.
Yeah.
You did it.
Well,
you went from hoodlum to hero.
So I try to look out for Shane, you know, because no matter what anybody thinks about him, Shane's my buddy. And I remember back in the day, when I came from Sayre, Shane was the man. Like,
I remember.
Shane could
I don't remember back that far,
Shane
but I remember
could do
when
anything.
I met.
Like, if you had a fucking problem, Shane's that guy. He lived with his mama until he was, 34?
So yesterday,
him and I don't know how old he was.
You still living with your mama?
He lived with his parents as long as I can remember. So
he had all
the
cool shit.
He didn't have no money to do anything but cool shit. So he's got rock crawlers. He's got like this fucking monster truck that he had since it was his first truck.
You
still got that
truck? Monster truck?
Yeah.
Was it a Vega?
No.
It was the one headlight work truck.
Yeah.
Was it a square headlight or round?
Square headlight work truck. Just the single. Yeah.
You had a Chevy monster truck?
Yeah, well,
it was
jacked up.
It's like, you know, 12 inches.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But, you know, the motherfucker used it as a
monster
truck.
It had big tires on it.
Yeah.
Boggers
or
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And he had jet skis. He had dirt bikes. He had...
There ain't even no water out there. What are you going to do with a jet ski?
Yeah, we got a big lake out there. Foss. Yeah. Foss.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Full of sand. Full of sand in Vegas.
Whatever it was, man, this motherfucker had it, and he worked on all of them. Like, he built people's motors. He built, if you had a rear end you needed set up, you took it to Shane. He would rebuild your transmission. He could do it all. So at some point when I moved from Sayre and came up here to the city, I had passed Shane.
On the way?
No, I didn't pass him on the way. Well, my knowledge.
You took him as far as you
My knowledge had unpassed him. So then.
You moved to the big city where
I learned a lot quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Where there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers fucking shit up.
Yes. So.
Shane kind of got out of it for a while, and then all of a sudden he gets back into it, and
well,
so I try to help him out as much as I possibly can.
For 10 years, you kept trying to get me to come up here and do a cash days, and
well,
I never would.
When I met Shane, when we went to the Elk City Street Races.
God damn it. I thought you was going to say Thunder Valley whenever they closed the track down and this motherfucker's out there trying to make passes
in the rain.
What?
Remember at the prep? No. He brings his fucking Vega up
very
there,
first no
the
prep.
First fucking time, and everybody's going, Sean, what's your buddy doing? And they had done turned the lights off and everything.
Yeah.
And Shane fucking pulls back up there and does a burnout.
He's going to make a hit.
Yeah.
He was going to make a
yeah,
hit.
Yeah, he was going to crash a Vega out there. Yeah. No, I remember that.
So everybody's going, Sean, what's your buddy doing?
But that's the way you were when you moved up here.
Yeah.
You were the same fucking way. Everybody used to say to me, Chief, what's your buddy doing? I'd be like, Sean, what are you doing? I was going to make a hit.
Look, man, I was going to race.
That's the way Western people from West Oklahoma are. You know, there's lines in Oklahoma on the difference in people. Thankfully, I'm not from here originally. So I can see these things. God. But there's a line. Like, if you're from any further west than, let's say, what's past Yukon, but not quite El Reno.
Weatherford.
Because there's some weird people in El Reno, but Weatherford for sure.
Weatherford.
If you're from Weatherford or further west than that,
yes.
You're different.
Yes.
If you're from east of I-35,
yes.
You're fucking different.
Yeah, way
period.
Different.
Period.
Way more different than fucking
if
Western
you're from
Oklahoma.
If you're from anywhere southwest of McAllister, you're
yes.
a goddamn Bigfoot.
Yes.
You're a Sasquatch. You really have.
He works at night.
You you beat on the side of people's trailers and shit for fun.
Yes.
Like, you
yes.
have DNA from Sasquatch. Like, this is real life. This is Oklahoma. People aren't from here don't understand that. And y'all are from west of Weatherford. Now, that does. It makes you a little different. But I will admit, Shane is gold. And if you think for 1 second that by me saying, let me see the video of your car, if you think I ain't trying to take care of you, you're wrong. Okay, so I don't do that shit to be a dick.
You do it to make sure that he's ready because he may only get one more shot at the list.
Just for hypothetical situations, for the show today, let's say that Shane's character is not that huge on our television show that we like to watch. So let's say Shane crashes the car and they finally get rid of him. You know what I mean? And he went out with a bang and it was a good episode. The ratings were probably huge and all that. But now we know that Shane will street.
Yes.
We know that he will. His buddy Jeremy won't. That pisses me off. But Shane will. So Shane will street. I believe that Shane will street.
Yes.
I'll street anytime, anywhere, any place.
I believe you will. I really do. I believe that you would more street if I was there. You know what I mean? If we're out of town somewhere and I said make a hit on the street, I think you'd do it. I don't think you'd have a problem with it. Do you?
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. He raced Booster after we got rained out one night.
That's true. He did.
Yeah. I mean, he put it. He crashed. He crashed.
I put it in the ditch.
He did put it in the ditch.
You know what?
But it was raining.
Every time you
what are you gonna do? It was fucking raining.
Yeah.
Every time you race and I'm not there, you fuck up.
I know.
This should be a lesson.
I know.
Because when you were testing at Thunder Valley, I wasn't there. You crashed. When you raced Boosted, I wasn't there. You crashed. When you raced the dude from Texas and got
beat.
With
the DFWSS shirt on.
Yeah, that was cool though.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah,
that was real sweet.
I saw that and I was like, this dude's a fucking racer.
Yeah. So. They don't give those shirts away just to anybody.
No.
If you got a DFWSS shirt.
That is a Limpy shirt.
Pretty much, that gets you in.
Yes.
I don't care, you know, if you got it at the thrift store, I don't care. If you've got a DFWSS shirt that you got from Limpy
then
Limpy's
you're legit
website,
right
you're
off
legit.
The fucking
I don't
back.
Care who you are.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And Z-Fan, he's the one who told me that a long time ago. He was like, we were standing in a street race and some guy walked up and I was like, who the fuck is that? And he was like, I don't know, but he's got a DFWSS shirt on. And I was like, is that something? He goes, well, I mean, he had to get that straight from Limpy. And I was like, oh, well, then I guess he's all right then, right?
Limpy gives you that shirt, then you're in.
So I believe that Shane will street, okay? But let's say you go out there and you're not ready. And you think you're ready because you want to be on the show. You want to be on the list. You want to kick ass. You see an opportunity. You're going to jump in there. But you get beat off again. Not the good way. You know what I mean? Like you don't make it on the list or you get your ass.
Most of the time getting beat off is a good thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you crash again. You know what I mean? Like, well, I don't know. If you crash again, they're probably going to let you back on the show anyway. But, like, at that point, you do two things. If you make it on the list with a fucking shit-ass car that ain't fast, then you've hurt our list. You know what I mean? You made the list slower by grading on a curve. If you don't make it on the list and you get your ass kicked, well, then you may have ruined your chances at further racing.
Yes.
In the immediate future.
Yeah, I know
that. Definitely going out of town with us.
So, I want everybody on that list to be fast. So, when I say that shit, like, Is it fast? Are you street? Let me see the video, you know? And I thought that Jeremy was street. You know what I mean? And he, when we raced the Seminole in Seminole against Detroit or whatever, and, you know, he was, he seemed like he was street as, you know, cause when I talked to him the very first time he said he was going to get on the list, he said, I said, you build this car to be on television or did you build this car to street race? Did you build this car to be on the show? Did you buy this car to be on the show or did you do this to street race? And he said, I don't care what happens with the show. I built this car to street race it.
And you know what, man? I've known Jeremy a long time too, and I've never known. It was weird. I understand exactly what you're talking about because I saw it too, and I almost had to beg him to take his car because otherwise I was going to take my car back out there.
The last time we went out of town.
It was almost like he didn't want to. I had never seen that from Jeremy before.
The last time we went out of town, which Jeremy kind of sealed his fate with me on going out of town when he came out and raced the first out of town event that he did, which was against Detroit, I think, right? Was it Detroit or was it the Cali race?
It is Detroit.
In Seminole,
Detroit.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yes. Detroit.
Yeah, he raced in Seminole, right? Yes. He did well.
Yes.
Okay. But that night, Jeremy was down for whatever. And I don't want to get way off subject here, but Jeremy was down for whatever. He would have raced the fastest guy we told him to or the slowest guys. He was a team guy, team player.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he was also itching to test and make hits and make sure his car was right.
Yeah.
And then something with this last out-of-town race, he just got weirded out.
Yeah, Shane, you weren't there. But
I don't know what happened there, but he didn't want to test. He didn't want to.
In Memphis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You weren't there the night before.
Yeah, no. I couldn't make it, but yeah. I made it the next
night.
The night
before?
Yeah.
It was like
there was something wrong. He wouldn't talk to me about it. I kept asking him.
He was by himself.
That's why I was coming to help him.
I don't know if that was what it was, but he was by himself. Normally, he at least has his wife there with him.
Right.
She was in a motel asleep.
Oh.
No, she was in a motel asleep.
Well. And maybe it was because he was by himself. I don't know. I need to talk to him about it.
Weird. Yeah. Like,
because when I asked the group,
he wasn't the Jeremy that I know. Yeah. Who was like, fucking right, I'm ready to take my car.
Well, that's the thing. Usually, he'll be the first one to make a test hit because his car's always ready to go. You know what I mean? And like when I raced him on TV and that night he broke the rocker and everything, he still raced me. Like, the dude's down. So it did weird me out. I need to talk to him about it rather than, I guess, blow him up on the show here about it. But I need to talk to him. But it's been busy.
He'll race, but it's, he's got a lot of hanging over his head right now. He's got a CDL license. Man, if he gets caught and loses that.
I understand that. So you can't
have both lives.
I know.
So go do something else. You know what I mean? Yeah. I get it.
I don't really care. They've took my license before. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't think you care about
They'll give it back again. No.
I don't think you care about anybody who drives a Vega don't care about a whole lot.
Oh, everybody asked me if he was all right after the crash. I mean, he's no worse than what he was before the crash.
No, you told me. I said, have you heard from Shane? Is he okay? He said, well, they're talking about brain damage, but that was way before the crash. And I was like, Jesus.
This was like the day after that.
I was like, God.
There is no too soon. Everybody's like, is Shane all right? Well, I don't know, man. He's got brain damage, but the doctor said he already had that.
Yeah. but you're okay. Like, what all did you injure besides your pride?
Well.
Because it was a ruthless video.
Yeah, and you actually did get flown to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they flighted me out.
Helicopter?
Yeah.
How was that?
By the way, that's $48,000, just to let you know. That I
a helicopter ride is 48 grand?
Yeah, from them.
Your buddy Vince has a helicopter. We could have borrowed it.
Yeah. I hadn't paid him yet either, so.
Show you right. He lands that bitch right in his front yard.
Dude, I'm not kidding you guys. We went to fucking pick up some transmission parts, and Sean's buddy had a fucking helicopter in his front yard over here in Yukon. And I was like, hey, this guy's got a helicopter.
Yeah.
Just chilling in his front yard.
Wow.
You could have took that one, Shane.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't charge you half
of
that.
I
think it's just a one-seater.
Yeah. Who knows?
Well, surely somebody can go on your lap.
I don't know.
But
sure, you can pump them on the handlebars.
But anyways,
to
talk about the whole him, and I even told him, I was like, look, man, he was like, hey, I brought this, you know, my car just in case. And I was like, well, did you let Chief know that you was bringing the car? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, you know how he is, man. You need to pull him to the side and you need to talk to him about it. You know, I said, is your car
ready?
If you do
it in front of everybody, I'm going to bust you on it.
Exactly.
I'm going to bust on you.
Exactly.
You're gonna
look stupid. And I said,
well, I wanted to talk. I wanted to talk to you earlier, a couple weeks before that, but you were busy and never.
Well, the only reason I asked that shit is because I can tell you one thing. In my opinion, this may not be true, but so far it's worked out great for me. In my opinion, if somebody shit's ready and it's making fast hits on the street, I know about it. Because if you'd have made a fast hit on the street that was super fast, wicked, and cool, and you had a video of it, you'd have sent it to me. Oh, or you just send it to somebody I know, and they just said, "God damn, look at Shane's car on the street." That's why it's very easy for me to say, "What is it? Have you made any hits on the street? Is it fast? Let me see it." You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who's the last person you raced on the street?
And that's my big question. Who's the last person you beat on the street? Who's the last person beat you on the street? Just like that guy last night with the last week with the Corvette and the bump box guy. Like I asked him, "Well, how do you normally do this at home?" Well, and he went,
"The tree drops."
Yeah, I said, "Okay." I said, "You see the problem here."
That dude's so upset, man. Him and Kentucky almost got into a fight in Georgia. Like, he's standing on the starting line whenever I made a pass. And I think it was one of the ones that I smoked the tires. You know, I went to the...
No, it was the pass we won. He said, "You didn't race nobody," and then me and Kentucky told him we needed to fuck off. And
he's up there mouthing off. Well, he's already out. He was in my class. That motherfucker done got put out. I don't even think he qualified.
No.
Yeah, he got put on the trailer.
He didn't make it because...
He never qualified.
He didn't make it because during qualifying, he was next to me, and I think he was trying to make a statement.
Oh.
But unfortunately, there ain't no statement to be made next to that Cro-Mod.
No.
So he got the gap bad. He got gapped out real bad. That was the one pass he lines up next to me, that was my 399.
Yeah, that's not good for him.
And he blowed that motherfucker up bad. The oil trailed the whole way around everything. And I was being cool. I was like, "Damn, that sucks, brother. I'm sorry to see that." You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know he was being a dick to you guys.
Well, they said at the starting line, whenever he was watching my car race, all he did was fucking mouth off. So Kentucky and Phantom and him, I guess there's almost another fight there.
Hell yeah.
They're lucky that fucking Kayla wasn't there.
It was so bad that, what's the skinny dude that tunes everybody's car?
Barnhill?
Oh, yeah, Barnhill.
Patrick. He came up the next day and apologized for that dude.
Oh, Patrick Barnhill tunes his car?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding, Barnhill. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Barndor.
Calm down.
Calm down. Don't beat me up. We're still going to party at PRI.
Hey, Barndor's pretty cool, dude.
Patrick Barnhill is one of my friends.
Yeah, he is.
So don't... I'm just fucking with him, guys. Jeez.
But he blows a lot of shit up.
No, I didn't say that. You said that.
Oh, I just got it from you.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I said he had a big nose. You said he... how did we do this? This is why everybody hates us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our circle of friends is very small.
Yeah, but Patrick Barnhill's a real piece of shit like we are. I don't think it matters. He loves us for who we are.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
He always comes up and seems to talk to me. So, and anybody who does that, I feel like is all right.
Yeah, he likes us. I've partied with him, and I feel like that he's real genuine type dude.
Yeah.
So.
at least as much as us.
Yeah. So, Shane.
So anyways, even after I if I'm going to give you some advice.
You should take it.
You probably should take it because I give very, very few people advice.
Yeah, because you don't care.
No, because I don't give a shit if you go out and make yourself look stupid. Right. And how many times have we made ourselves look stupid and then learned hard way?
All right, so why would we give that to somebody else?
Exactly.
But you tried to help out Shane and he didn't do it, right?
But a lot of times Shane don't listen to me.
I don't think Shane listens to a lot of people.
Well, that's what makes him. Mm-hmm. You know?
Hims.
Yes.
So you told him not to do that.
He probably still has Holly FI on the car.
You told him not to call me out. Not to call out the list.
I told him to not come up to you unless he's ready.
He said, make sure you're ready.
About a video, I was like, fucking right. Finally, somebody is going to show you a fucking video.
Yeah.
And then after you walked off, he goes, "I do have video, man, but it didn't make a good hit."
Yeah, don't show me no video of it making shit.
Don't show him a video of it smoking the fucking tires. Yeah. But you were out testing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it just hadn't made any good hits yet.
Yeah, I made a good hit the next day. I sent you that video.
Yeah. God damn it, Shane.
I know.
You got video?
Yeah. Where? Sir.
Oh, yeah. That's a good street.
See that? Yeah. That's where I would race.
It's a good road.
That's where I would good race. Good prep. And a prep fucking road that you just totaled your car on.
Yeah.
Car number three.
Hey, well, you know, sometimes you got to get back on that horse and ride it.
I guess.
Shane, did you go to SEMA?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. One more thing. Your injuries.
Yeah, we gave back
What did you actually tear up? What did you actually hurt besides your pride?
Left eye, bleeding in my left eye in two spots. The retina was bruised and I wasn't seeing straight.
Was it something poke you in the eye or you had a helmet on, right?
No.
Wasn't an open face.
Concussion.
Just from a concussion that did
you hit
that.
The bars?
Major concussion.
Your helmet was too big,
inside,
probably.
Inside the cage, it just slammed my head inside there.
Well, I mean, I saw the crash. I mean, last night, that was the first time I saw it because, of course, for some reason, we weren't invited to that deal.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember. We didn't know nothing about it, remember?
Every time he crashes.
Even though every time somebody comes to Oklahoma and races, they see the big chief. I mean, that's part of your deal, except this time, and then he crashes. So anyways, after that, I see inside the car, man, you did fairly well, man. It looked like you was holding onto the steering wheel, and then all of a sudden, I didn't see your hands anymore. Like, they came off the steering wheel, and then...
Your belts looked really loose. Your helmet looked too big.
It looked like he was sliding around a little bit in the car.
They were tight, as tight as I could get them. Now, I could probably have been tighter. Somebody could have come in there and snugged them down some more. You know, you can only get them so tight yourself.
I don't know. I get mine.
I've never seen anybody fucking get them as tight as this guy.
Well, have you ever saddled after a horse?
Mine are always loose.
You ever saddled a horse? You knee that motherfucker in the stomach, and when he blows all the air out, you cinch it down. Yeah. I do that to myself.
Saddled a horse? No. I haven't, but I have seen people do it.
But I've saddled a horse.
I'm traumatized of horses from when I was a little kid. But that's another story.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's another story.
Yeah. Was it in Tijuana?
No, it wasn't. It was in Serre, where other things are fucked up. Man. The horses are fucked up out there, too. So.
Really?
I think so.
Jesus, man.
Yeah,
the horse was probably meffing around.
Probably.
Like everybody else in Serre.
Yeah.
Everybody.
One of my buddies
bad.
Got murdered last night in Serre.
What?
Yep.
That's not good.
Yeah, I went to high school with a dude.
Shane really gives a shit. He said, that's not good.
Yeah. Murder.
Who was it?
Then they burnt his house down after they killed him.
Damn, well, what is this, the first 48?
This is the first 48.
Since we're talking about that.
Who was it that got killed?
No, I'm not going
to
talk about
that. I don't want to talk about it, but big contributor to the Serre Street races, Troy Jones passed away. He usually lent...
Troy Jones is in Troy Jones equipment?
Yes, he passed away, yes. He usually lent equipment and light tires and stuff for us to use.
Yeah, I used to get all my stuff from there. I probably still have an outstanding bill there.
Probably.
This ain't the guy that got murdered, though?
No.
Okay, how did he pass away, Troy Jones?
Health issues. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Diabetic.
Wow.
Well, that's two dead people on the show so far today.
Anyways,
thanks, guys.
Moving on.
Yeah.
But your injuries was eyeballs and...
Eyeball concussion, major bruising on my legs, and... what else was there?
So you made it out. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
So let's get to what everybody really cares about, man. How was Bob?
Bob.
Unfortunately,
okay.
He made it.
Yeah. He's a multi-amputee now.
I heard he couldn't feel his legs.
He's definitely a multi-amputee.
They said that when they got to the car, Shane had brain damage and Bob couldn't feel his legs, so they figured everything was okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had
Jesus.
Some choice words with Bob. I don't know if they'll ever show it, but yeah.
Oh, is it Bob's fault?
I don't know, but I don't remember. But everyone tells me I was.
So instead of
calling him a sailor,
instead of Francisco Vega posting a picture of you saying Jesus grab the wheel like he does for everybody else that crashes, he needs to have Bob grab the wheel.
Yeah.
Francisco Vega, my favorite troll. If you don't like him, fuck you.
I like that guy.
Go check out his Facebook, Francisco Vega. He's the man. He really needs to start his own fan page because he is my favorite troll on the internet.
Nothing is too soon.
He is
that
beyond
guy.
Surpassed Justin McDaniel.
Yes.
I mean, when our buddy from that other show crashed his when he put it on small tires and tried to do a no prep, Francisco Vega literally that day or the next day had the picture of the Jesus take the wheel. I mean, dude. The guy is savage as fuck. And you know what, though? Hey, I'll give it to him. He don't give a fuck.
No,
he'll fight you.
Not
he'll
at
fight
all.
You.
Yeah, no, he'll fight you right there.
Yeah, he ain't a big dude, but he'll fight you. He don't give a fuck. If you want to start some shit, he'll fight you. And, and you know, he wins
don't
a lot. This is
that.
Unknown.
Yeah, don't answer unknown. It. Unknown. Answer it on air.
Why not? Hello?
Hey, did you get my dog back the other time?
Hello?
What? See his
dog.
Feed his
dog. I'm trying to find my dog. Is he over at your place again? Little Jimmy needs to get fed. You don't
see my dog. So that's my life.
I had somebody call me three times in a row.
Is my dog over your place?
You know who that is. This is what happens. So a guy comes on the show. He thinks he's going to be a big deal. He does something pretty good and almost outruns me.
What's that?
And then because we move on really quick, You know what I mean? Especially if you're not a real badass street racer and you're just trying to get some free parts or whatever. It doesn't matter what color you paint your car. Doesn't matter how crazy you act. Doesn't matter how spiked your hair is. Like, at the end of the day,
how many lines you got in it?
At the end of the day, you're going to get in where you fit in.
Yes.
And so we moved on really quick because it was over.
Yes.
And just like I've said before, like...
And still, you won that race.
I don't remember, like, half...
Oh, God.
Yeah,
how the fuck does he have my number?
Because he has everybody's number.
He doesn't have my number?
Yeah, he does, obviously.
Obviously, he does.
What do you mean, how? It's not that hard to get... If you got my number, it's not hard to get your number.
Well, your number's fucking all over the truck stop bathroom walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine's not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's out there somewhere. Plus, there's guys on our own show that hate us, that talk to him. You know what I mean? And they're going to give him our numbers because they think it's funny. But the bottom line is, like, we do so many out-of-town races that we forget about the fake ones. We forget about the nobodies. We just move on because the next cool thing happens, and we totally forgot about the shit that happened then.
Yes.
And guys like him, they can't deal with that. They think that this is supposed to be a big deal. You know what I mean? They think that this was supposed to be their rise to greatness, and they were going to get their own show and all this. And so whenever we just move on, they can't take it. And so they resort to the smallest things, like prank calling and like calling me and trying to disguise their fat voice to sound like someone who is missing a dog. You know what I mean? When it's clearly obvious who it is, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, ugh. It's so gross. Just, but that's my life. That is my life now. I have to answer the phone to listen to people.
I don't answer the phone very often.
Well, I'm dialing for dollars every day. So my next phone call that comes in could be somebody wanting to give me money to go NHRA racing. And right now I'm short. Right now I'm in the red, guys.
Yeah.
I want to go racing. You know what I mean? And I want to go NHRA racing. And so every day I'm dialing for dollars. I'm calling companies. I'm calling people that I know with money. And I'm trying to get anything I can to go racing next year in the NHRA on a 12 race schedule with the pro mod, with the crow mod, and with my car and my shit, my people, and you know. And so every phone call that comes in, I gotta answer it now, and it sucks because you know it could be a guy that like that won't get over it, you
or
know
it could
mean?
Be a guy who's wanting to give you $1 million.
Exactly. So I gotta answer it, you know what I mean? And so that's my life. That's become my life now. But if you do want to give me some money and I don't answer it, text me first. Just text me and say, hey, I'm the guy that's wanting to give you some money. And, you know, I don't need a lot of money. Like, I mean, I could use a lot of money, but I mean, if you only got 50 or 100 grand, you know, I'm good with that. Text me, you know. At this point, I'm looking for anything I can to go racing next year.
Hey, you can get you a little sticker.
Yeah, or, you know, or if you're if no one else gives any money after you, you could still be a big sticker for even 100 grand. Like,
Or if you have a big rig.
Or if you have any kind of rig.
Yeah.
If you have a truck and trailer that you're not using for 17 and you want to let me borrow it for 12 races, wrap it with whatever you want.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Black.
Yeah. Hell, it could be, you know, Stinky Pinky, if he's feeling a little bit left out.
We could hang out with him.
He could Stinky Pinky
up.
He could give. He's got a truck and trailer he could give me, you know?
He did have a nice motor on
him. I mean, he did. I'm not going to let him go with me. You know what I mean? But
what if that would be the deal?
What do you mean?
You have to take him with you.
Oh, no, I got a lot of those deals that I won't take them.
Yeah.
So. No, the deal is...
Well, the deal is we can't fucks with a lot of people.
Well, and you don't know where I'm going to go next.
Well, and nobody... You don't either, though.
Right. And that's... So, I can't promise anything.
Yeah.
So, like,
we're really good at burning bridges.
Well, they light the way to the next one.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just like after SEMA. Everybody goes home. I didn't make it.
No, you didn't. I didn't see you for a week after seeing
it. It took me a little while to get home.
Yeah.
That's a long road.
But ask me if I was worried about you.
Well, no. Why would you be worried about
me? I'm not.
No.
You're a grown-ass fucking man.
I'm something like one.
Well.
So.
You got a little age.
But I made it home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Eventually.
Every Tuesday. You had to come back for Tuesday.
Got
to
be back for Tuesday anyway to do the podcast, because that's every Tuesday thing. Sean on the show. You beat Doc again. This time was bad.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And this time, you could tell it humbled him.
Yes.
He said, well, you know, I did all this stuff to make it lightweight, and we just haven't got it figured out yet. But Sean's got a number one car, and what do you expect? He said that. He actually said that. It's very rare for Doc to be humble. And Sean said, hey, man, what can you expect? He's got a number one car. That's the first time he said some shit like that. So that was kind of cool. You actually, you beat him bad enough that it stung.
Yeah, and there was no excuse or anything. except for he had a new car and it's not figured
right.
out.
Well, I mean, there's going to be some sort of excuse.
But that's but for Doc, that's hardly even an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
And I even told Doc that, hey, man, your car's fucking fast.
And like
and
you
it
said,
is.
We'll meet again and, you know.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, man, and this is tough to say, but if he would have made the pass against Monza that against me, he probably would have outran me.
Yeah, and if Snakes, you know.
No, exactly. No, I get it. I'm just saying, his fucking car is light.
It's too early in the morning to be fucking doing sayings that I can't remember. But
yeah, but I get what you mean.
If Frogs had machine guns, Snakes wouldn't fuck with him. That's what
they didn't show it, but I tried to call Doc out after I raced Monza and won. I tried to call him out, and he said, no, I called Sean at the end. Well, I didn't see it. Are you sure about that?
I remember that. Yeah, he did. Because he called you back out to run from you because you made that pass. I remember that.
Jesus.
I tried to call him out, but he wasn't letting that happen.
I remember that what in the episode where you raced Monza, Shane, that is the coolest thing Doc's ever done. I'm just going to let you guys know. When Shane comes over after getting beat and says, good race, blah, 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 I tried. Oh, and then as he's walking off and Doc is clapping his hands and smiling real big and creepy, and he says, welcome to the top five, Shane. And then Shane walks off, dude. That was the coolest thing Doc's ever done. To me, that was so fun.
Yes,
because it reminded me of, like, you know, Doc's a sophomore, you know, or so Doc's a junior or senior in high school, and Shane's a freshman, you know.
Yeah,
it was like JV football all over again,
yep.
You know what I mean?
And somebody just gets laid the fuck out,
like,
and you stand over them and say,
no, that happened to me.
Welcome to high school.
That happened to me.
Yep.
I was in freaking high school football, and I thought I was a big deal because I was bigger, you know what I mean? And I was I'd played football before, but I'd never played in Oklahoma. So, or I played for Hoover Middle School for a little while, but, you know, no one really knows. With that group of felons.
Yeah.
But I started playing for Putnam City, and you do three-quarter drills, you know what I mean? And it's like my second day, and I think I'm a big deal. And you do three-quarter drills with guys who want to let you know what second day is like, and they're not three-quarter at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I'm three-quarter because I've been doing two-a-days for 3 weeks, you know what I mean? And these guys are like, they get to practice with the JV boys, so this is not three-quarter. Laid me on my fucking ass. There was all that atmosphere out there. I couldn't breathe any of it. Couldn't get any air. Nothing. And he stood over me and said, welcome to football. And I was like, that's the way I felt whenever Doc said that to Shane. It was fucking great, dude. I love it. That was one of the coolest things Doc's ever done. Sorry.
Every once in a while, Doc will say something fucking funny.
I know. And then
and Monza,
2 minutes later, something awkward comes out.
Yeah, he does.
But
and then Monza, when he goes to say something, when he speaks, it's going to be good.
Yeah,
because it's
he
like
may
he
not
sits
say nothing.
And thinks about it for 3 days.
He doesn't fucking talk much, but whenever he opens his mouth,
it's usually
gold.
It's going
like
to be good.
He sits there and thinks about it for 3 days and goes, okay, I'm going to go ahead and say something now.
Yep.
I like Monza, though. Monza's cool. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not good at the podcast, but he has made the most shit stirred up about the podcast.
Yes.
But we had him on the podcast at SEMA, and he really didn't say anything. And when he did
say
it, he didn't say it into the camera or the microphone or anything.
No. I hung out with Monza a lot at SEMA.
Yeah. I tried to hang out with y'all, but I could never get caught up with y'all.
Well, you got to get on my level, man. If you're going to be in SEMA with me, you got to be on my level.
Yeah, at least be on Sean's level to hang out with me. You ain't going to get on my level anyway.
Ain't
nobody
going to get on Chief's level.
Nobody's
I feel like
Chief's
I'm
level.
The closest.
You are. Yeah. Of everybody I've hung out with, you hang on the closest than anybody. Nobody else can hang with the kind of party I bring.
No. SEMA is party.
Oh, I'm a party.
That's what you do when you're there.
Yeah, well, I know.
But I hung out before the party, even, you know, I was drunk before I went with you and partied.
No, me and you were getting drunk before we got on the plane.
Yes, and
Sean likes to party quick.
Yeah, I hit the chip really quick.
He done made a hit.
I'm heavy out of the gates.
I like to drive around the block and check out the spot a little bit. Not
I mean,
Sean. Sean likes to get there, unload it, and make it late.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Monza played blackjack for. Whew, a good four hours.
I remember.
You know, and we had a good time, man. And
Dave tried to play.
I feel like his wife likes me now, you know.
We buried the hatchet.
We buried the hatchet, and everything is good.
It's awesome.
We even talked about bringing podcast number 3 back.
Hey.
You know.
Until we bag on him again at some point and she loses the trust and everything goes to shit.
Yeah.
As of right now, though. We got a pretty good little thing going.
I saw her at the races the other night, and I waved at her like this.
Yeah, I hugged her.
Hey, and you hugged her? She didn't get that close to me.
I hugged her somewhere.
I would have gave her a hug, though.
I hugged her somewhere. I don't remember where it was, though. I'm sure Monza was there.
I think it's cool, though. You know, I mean, most of my buddies' wives don't like me. You know, and that's fine. Yeah, that's what your buddy is for, to take the blame.
Yeah.
You know, you blame everything on your buddy.
It was Sean.
Until your wife gets smart enough to go, it's not his fault.
That you're an idiot.
You're the one that did it.
You're an idiot.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, I know. My wife's smarter than that, though. She realizes that my buddies don't talk me into anything.
That works with wives, parents, schools, teachers,
yes,
everybody. And, you know, my whole life, no one has ever believed that anyone talked me into anything. Ever.
Well, you're the one.
I'm the one.
Yeah.
I was anointed that when I was very young. People realize, oh, that's the one right there.
I was always the one, too. Yeah.
So when you get two number ones,
then
that's a party.
Yeah.
I moved up the list. Every week I move up one spot.
One spot.
Dude, I remember this night because this night I raced Jeremy, but Jeremy broke, and I thought, I'm not going to get to race again. Here we go again.
Yep.
I'm not going to get to race. And you can't be a dickhead, and you can't take everybody's spot moving up, because then you didn't race anybody to get there, so what's the, you know what I mean? But I wanted to, I knew that I had a number one car, and I knew I could be number one in one season, and I wanted to make that happen, and it was coming down to the wire, and it was just wearing me out. So when Jeremy's car broke, I was like, that's it. I'm never going to get to number one now. And then Jeremy decided to race me anyway, and I knew that Reaper didn't want that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then whenever it came time for me to race Reaper, and Reaper come over there and said, he's got a little oil leak, a little train. Dude,
best pass his car's
ever made.
He should have raced you right then and there.
Not just that, but how can you walk over to a guy and say, hey, man, I got a little bit of an oil leak, a little bit of a tranny leak. Okay.
Well, to a guy
whose oil pan, they're bolting the oil pan back on the car from changing the main bearings in between passes, okay? I worked my fucking ass off. My guys worked their fucking ass off. We went through every spare part we had, every lap, to make these races happen. You're going to come over and tell me you got a little bit of an oil leak, so you don't want to race? Like, dude.
I think he
heard. But I'll tell you what's even worse is you could see the look on your face of frustration. I mean, it was full blown. You really didn't even look at him. You just looked,
I had the thousand-yard stare.
I can't fucking believe that this is going to happen. And you go, well,
nobody understands, though.
All right, man. And he just turned around and walked off.
Yeah, you were all excited week. Earlier.
It was like Uncle
Brian. And then all of a sudden, bam.
Right, bye-bye, hun.
Yeah.
After she goes, well, I have to go now.
All week, every night, I'm up till 4 or 5 in the morning by myself after the guys get done working on the car. I'm still looking at data, still working on the car, still trying to make the car right. Scaling the car, trying to find ways to make it faster, trying to find ways to make it hook, trying to put different tires, bigger tires, moving things around. Like, I'm doing that all week because I'm excited that I get to race, and I'm not the type of guy, I don't like to go out there and hold on to things. I'm not the guy that does that. I'm not the guy that goes out there and wants to be number one so he can hold on to it. I don't want to be number five so I can hold on to it. I don't want to be number four. Like, I only want to be number one, and I only want to race a lot. Like, I'm the guy that wants to make 10 hits a night. You know what I mean? Because each hit to me is learning something, and that's what I get off on. Well, dude, after all that work and all that shit, you're going to tell me you have a small oil leak and you ain't going to race me? It's like, dude.
And it would have been the last race of the night anyway.
I know. Yeah. And, dude, I walked in the trailer, and you couldn't see it, but I walked in the trailer. When I got past the trailer wall there, I took my hat off and threw it in the trailer. I threw a fucking fit, a little child's fit in there, because I just couldn't believe it. Another Saturday night where I race one race and go home. That was driving me insane. You spend all that money, you do all that time, work all that hard.
Yes.
Everything happens, and then you fight with everybody all week, and then you make one pass and put it in the trailer. Dude, it just drains me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I do too, but I only race Doc.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was just completely bent out of shape on that whole deal, and it sucked, but. You know, especially to make a pass as fast as I made. You know what I mean? It was a good pass.
It was a good pass.
You know, and the other thing was, is I knew that Dave wasn't going to be there the next week. You know what I mean? At the time, there was a list race. Dave
deal not fucking wanting to race you anyways, man. Come on.
It's irritating, but, you know, whatever. I understand what he's trying to do. He knew that he was going to be one of the only guys to ever beat the Cro-Mod on the street, and he was going to keep it that way.
And he was also never going to race you again.
And he knew that, and he said that. And he knew that he had a bunch of appearance stuff coming up where he sells T-shirts and stuff. And he knew that he wasn't going to make some of those list races. So it didn't matter. He knew that at some point he was going to go below me and not have to worry about it. And so that's why I wanted to race Reaper that night, because I wanted to get the call out in on Dave, because I knew the next week he wasn't going to be there. I at least wanted to call out in to say, hey, I'm going to race you, period. And then if If he doesn't want to race or if he wants to not show up, oh, well, at least I got the call out in. At least he knew. At least it's not the type of situation where it's like, well, I didn't know Chief was going to call me out. I had an appearance thing to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just knew that Dave was going to be the one that – and Dave was the only one that I really wanted to beat because he actually did give me a good race earlier that season. So it sucked because I knew that since Reaper wasn't going to race me, I knew that that I wasn't going to get my shot at calling out Dave that week. And so then the next week, just like clockwork, Dave doesn't show up. He's in an appearance, and I got to take the spot without earning it. You know what I mean? And that sucks. But you know,
there's nothing you can do about that.
No,
that's not on you.
That's what he wanted to do, and whatever, it worked out for him, I guess. You know, but that just goes to show you when guys are on the list to be number one, and guys are on the list just because they want to be there. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
I was stopping at nothing. There was no t-shirt sales. There was no appearance. There was no nothing that was going to keep me from being number one. So, yeah. You know, and that's what I wanted to do. And so now the next week, I've got a – next week you're racing Doc.
Doc.
Again.
Imagine that, racing fucking Doc.
You're off the list now.
I'm off.
Boosted's 10.
I'm in recovery.
Oh, next week is probably going to be what, the Elko trying to come back, right?
I don't know.
At some point, the Elko tries to come back, and then and I got to race Reaper, and then, oh, yeah, I remember now.
I don't.
I end up racing
Tune in.
Reaper. I end up racing
Tune
Reaper
in next week.
Times. Yeah, check it out. Next week's going to be a good one for sure. Yeah. But I will say, you know, a lot of the farm truck and agent stuff misses its mark with us because we're so, you know, we're so engulfed in this racing crap. That Cadillac chair is cool. That chair is cool. I don't care. I mean, I really think it's cool. I don't think it's a good way to spend your time, but I would definitely buy one of those chairs and put it in my office.
Yeah, but... No, I get it. I get it. I like that, too. But...
I like that kind of stuff, but I don't understand why... Yeah, where does it fit in with street racing? I don't know. But that's them, you know what I mean? So...
But they should be out racing this truck.
And the thing that killed... Man, it also killed me. We need to get Asian on the show to talk about this stuff, but the thing that killed me, dude... Is that Farm Truck he's hanging on to this thing, and I don't know what the deal is, but it's like he has an automated response now for everything, and he doesn't actually look at anything before he says it. So that car pulls in. The car is driving down the road. It's a new Mustang.
That's a race car.
And as soon as it pulls in, he goes, "That's a race car." What? What the fuck is he talking about? Like, you do that so much.
Yeah, and then he puts 15 cars on it.
But you do that so much. That it starts to become, oh, this is his go-to excuse. He calls every car a race car. You know what I mean? Like,
and if
at
he
some
loses,
point, Farm Truck
loses
needs to understand that, you know, you look stupid by calling a stock Mustang with twin turbos a race car.
But,
you know,
Farm Truck's fast. I mean, that fucking truck is pretty goddamn fast.
Yeah.
So
right.
He should be racing race cars.
Well, even if he doesn't want to race cars, if he doesn't want to get beat, whatever, that's not his thing. Okay, but don't call a stock Mustang with twin turbos a race car.
At least race something that's at least the
you know what I mean.
Of what
and if you
want
to, if you want to race Mustangs and shit all the time, then race them. But don't pretend that they're race cars. Whenever you make 1,200 horsepower, documented on television on the dyno, you make 1,200 horsepower with a fucking 16-inch wide tire,
yes.
And you weigh the same as that fucking Mustang, and you're gonna call it a race car when you can't drive your shit to Tulsa. You know what I mean, like. It sucks, you know, because I love the farm truck. I want to see the farm truck do good, but I don't understand some of the things that he's gotten into this habit of calling things a race car whenever, like,
yeah.
Dude, that was not a race car. It didn't even have, like, a real cage in it, you know what I mean? If it had anything, it was a bolting cage. The only thing that was cool about it is the guy that was driving the car just gets on my fucking nerves.
I don't know the dude.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Oh, yeah. That dude comes out. Whenever we'd be out at 39th or Northern Expressway at the street races.
He used to have a GTO?
The drunk guy.
The drunk guy that hit somebody in the nuts or something that one night.
Fuck, what's his name? That guy's a fucking...
Blake. Isn't his name Blake? Billy. No, Blake. I don't remember. He hit some guy in the nuts? I don't remember that. He had a...
You punked him out one night, right?
Yeah.
He was really fucking drunk.
Yeah,
because
he ran over the girl I had with me at the time.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah, that's the dude I'm talking about.
They were
he used
going
to have
to
a
race.
Silver GTO.
No.
I'm thinking of Clint.
No.
That guy's
no, me
a
and Clint,
idiot
me
too.
And Clint have had our problems in the past, too. But But no, this was me and Clint are actually okay now. I think last couple times I've seen him, we've been okay.
I haven't seen him in a long time or talked to him in a long time. Of course,
he does
we don't
have
get a chance to fucking do any of that.
He does
shit.
Have a really cool GTO, and it does have. The last time I heard it, it sounded really killer. It had a really nasty cam in it. But no, this dude is the dude who has the Mustang. Always has newer Mustangs. He's always had money, and he used to run around with Lipscomb and them. But he would always come out with some newer Mustang, and he would always try and be cool, but he had that, like, he's trying to be cool, but yet he's trying to let you know that he's better than you all the time, you know?
Probably yeah. Had a North Face jacket on?
Nonstop, yes.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah.
And like,
I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there. If you wear a North Face jacket, I don't feel like we can be friends.
Especially the street race. And he always, you know, unless you're a girl, girls can wear them. I don't care about girls wearing them, but dudes can't wear them. But dude, this dude has always been that guy, and he's always tried to be cool.
I don't have one.
No, I would assume that you don't have any North Face.
And he always tries to, like, make you feel like you're kind of trashy, even though he's hammered at a street race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And his wife and she's at home, you know?
The so last, like, place to be drunk at.
Yeah, so, but one night we were at Wilshire, and I think Wiley was racing, which, of course, back then, Wiley raced every night.
Yeah.
Raced Wiley 3,000 times probably, but... Wiley was racing a Supra Sun. You remember Sun?
I do.
Okay, Sun had the Supra out, and they were going to race on Wilshire.
He got Lockars.
Yeah, and he's cool as hell.
Most
of them are fast. Well, Sun and Wiley agreed to race. I think they were going to race from a 30 roll or something, and then he even told Wiley, he said, hey, we'll go from a 30 roll. If I kill you, we'll go from a dig. And Wiley was like, cool, because you knew Wiley. Wiley didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, but they were going to race, and then while they're going to race, either they were lined up in the street fixing to do it, or a cop showed up. No, they were lined up in the street fixing to go, and there was another set of cars behind them, and they start doing a burnout. And this Blake dude is talking to somebody else, and he goes to run towards the road to watch the race, and he runs right over Alicia and, like, dropped her to the ground. And, dude, like, didn't even say nothing or anything and just kept going. And she came to me, and I was like, and she was crying. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? And she was like, some dude just, like, full on ran me over. And I was like, are you okay? She goes, yeah, I'm okay. It didn't hurt or anything. I was like, why the fuck are you crying? And she was like, well, when he stood up, like, he started laughing, and then him and his buddy started talking about it. And I was like, which dude was this?
Yeah.
You know, because you know me. Because you know me.
Point him out.
And she's like, don't. Just please don't. Just please don't. Because she knew me. She knew what I was going to do. And I was like, no, I was like, it's cool. You don't have, don't even worry about it. We're good.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask him if he knew. I just want to talk.
I'm just going to make him aware of the fact that he ran over somebody. He needs to be more careful and cautious. And so she didn't end up wanting to tell me. So the dude that was hanging out with us back then, just snow. He had a fucking primered Camaro, like a 72 Camaro, a really cool white dude, not just Saya, but, he had a weird name like that. He had a real religious name, Jebediah or something. Anyway, he had a split bumper Camaro. He was cool as shit and honest as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, and he said, oh no. He's like, are you talking about the guy that ran that girl over? And she's like, yeah. And he was like, I was like, this was the girl. And he goes, oh yeah. He was like, dude, that was messed up. He goes, then they were all laughing about it. And I was like, huh. And I said, do you remember which guy this was? And, of course, he said yes. And I was like, because it was her that got ran over. And he goes, oh, shit. And I was like, yeah. So I walked over there, and I, you know.
Yeah, you put him up against the wall. And
I talked to him.
You put your hands on him.
I talked to him pretty good.
Nice.
You talked to him real firm.
Yeah. And I just let him know that he just needs to be a little more cautious and apologize and
stuff. Didn't he piss his pants?
And, dude, I don't know. I don't know if he did or not, but I was told.
I had heard that
he may have dribbled. He may have dribbled. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, maybe he had to piss real bad.
Ever since then, he's been super cool, except for that he has that little edgy thing. So it was nice to see Farm Truck wear him out, but I know that he didn't really think he could beat Farm Truck. He was just going on the show to be on TV.
All the other guys that race him.
Right. But it sucks because, like, that wasn't a race car. You know what I mean? So I don't know. That part of the show is kind of starting to kill me a little bit.
Me
but
too.
This farm truck has a fucking big motor with big horsepower,
but
and he needs
God
to be racing fast
damn it,
cars.
Every once in a while, Asian says something that just fucking kills me.
Asian's funny, man.
Asian says some shit every once in a while that I'll be watching it, and I've already got a bad outlook on it anyways. But Aiden, they act like they
don't know who these people are, and
yes.
It sucks for us because we know they know who these people are. Like, we're from this city. So we know that Asian and Farm Talk know who Blake is.
Yeah, so I look at it for what it really is.
Right.
Well, Aiden thinks it's the greatest thing ever, so I can't fast forward through it. You know what I mean? So...
And that's what they're going for. They're going for the general public. Yes. But it just sucks for us because I know that Blake has known that farm truck for 20 years. And yes. Blake knows farm truck. You know
anybody
what I mean?
Anybody in Oklahoma City knows the farm truck.
Right. And so it was just weird that they did it that way. But anyway, what did Asian say?
I don't know if he said anything last night. Okay. But just every once in a while, he will say something that fucking kills
me. Yeah, last night he did say something funny. And that was they were talking about. They're talking about pride, or they were talking about redemption or something, and they had bet $600 on the race. Oh. And they were talking about pride and how it fucks with your pride or something. Humble pie, that's what it was. He's like, yeah, I had to eat some humble pie. And Asian goes, well, and humble pie usually costs about $600. And then sticks his hand out, like, pay me. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
But the truck's hauling ass.
I mean, the truck is fast.
I seen him make some of the fastest passes this last season.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and if his name was in the hat more, he'd win more. You know what I mean? Because the only time he does show up ready to go, it seems like he's kind of gotten in a rut there with, like, he races Reaper when Reaper makes a hell of a pass. You know what I mean? But yet, whenever they don't make the good passes, he's not really there to you know, capitalize.
I've seen him make some passes that I've thought, holy shit, man, I pedal my car, and it shakes the way mm-hmm. that it does, and he's going to outrun me.
Yeah.
If I happen to race him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
You know?
And there's not, it wouldn't take much to make that truck a 5 and down competitor.
Well, no, you know because what I mean? It fucking, pretty much, it hooks and fucking goes every pass.
Yep. You know? If he changed a few little things on that truck, it would be more consistent and more competitive.
Well, if he took all the flare off of it, he could lose a couple hundred pounds.
He could leave the flare, but, like, there's just a few things that, you know, it needs to be a real race truck. You know what I mean? Like, it needs to be 4-linked. You know, and it needs to have a real front suspension type setup on it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then it needs a, you know, crankshaft set the right height. You know, it needs real shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it needs the wheelbase, you know, that it need, you know, the weight in the right place and stuff like that. But that's neither here nor there. If I had that truck, I could be number 5 on the list for a long time, I feel like. But that's me. I always feel like that.
Yeah.
We're going to PRI. Shane, are you going to PRI?
Yes. We're going to unveil the car and the ProCharger booth at PRI.
Right on. You're going to unveil the new car.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys. You want to see the new Vega.
Painted.
Is this new Vega? Is it a square headlight or a round headlight deal?
Round headlight.
It's round.
Those are my favorites. Those are the ones I like. That's one thing that Mike Murillo is funny.
Hey, you can say a lot about Mike Murillo.
We have our differences and everything, but he is funny.
He is fucking funny. Yeah.
And his trolling of people.
I think his second job should have been a comedian.
Yeah. I mean, we've had our differences, but that fucking guy is funny.
Yes, he is.
So.
Yep. Come see the new Vega at the at PRI at the ProCharger booth.
Yep.
PRI is December 8th through the 10th in Indianapolis. Weather's going to be great, I'm sure.
Yeah. Nice and cool.
On my 5-block walk.
Chief and the Crow Mod, that's me. Crow Mod's going to be at the Stainless Works booth, which is Stainless Works. They do header piping, headers, exhaust, mufflers. Bolt-on kits, they do turbo headers, they do everything. I actually have Stainless Works on the Crow Mod. Wanda's full of Stainless Works.
My Trailblazer.
Yep.
I got Stainless Works on my car.
You got Stainless Works on your car?
Yes, Stainless Works. So, I have Stainless Works on the new car and the old car.
Yeah. In the new car. So I've heard, I don't know if this is true or not, we're going to find out right now. People don't understand this. Me and Sean don't talk as much as you would think. We have so much going on. The podcast is really our chance to sit down and talk.
Yes.
The new Murder Nova.
Yes.
The Murder Nova.
The Murder Nova.
This isn't a 2.0 deal.
I'm not fucking queer.
Really?
So,
hey.
Just a little
bit. I've been asked that on my car, and I'm like, no.
So yours isn't the Vega 2.0?
No.
Blackbird 2.0?
I feel like that is
Blackbird
the gayest fucking thing anybody could ever do.
Blackbird 4.3?
It's called their car
2.0. Okay, so you're not Murder Nova 2.0?
Not fucking even one bit.
Okay. There's only one Murder
Nova. There's only one Murder Nova. I will call the original Murder Nova the OG.
Yeah, it's OG.
It's OG original Murder Nova.
OG.
Okay. But the new car is the Murder Nova.
Okay. I got you. So it's not because the 2.0 or the junior thing, that would be an assumption of its son or its second coming. No, this is a replacement car.
Yes.
You're doing this to replace the other one.
Yes.
This isn't like it had a kid and it's a junior and you named it the same name and it's the second. No,
no. This isn't junior.
You killed off the first one. You're replacing it. So it's Murder Nova.
Yes.
Okay. That car is going to be in the Precision Turbo and Engines booth.
It is. And we will do so the
it's
whole
a turbo car.
Unveiling.
Unveiling, yeah. So there's going to be an unveiling of the new Murder Nova. There's going to be an unveiling of the new Blackbird Vega.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be, not really an unveiling, but there's going to be the Crow Mod
there will be at Stainless Works.
There's going to be a podcast on Tuesday in the Precision booth.
We feel like it'll be Tuesday.
It'll be a lot like Tuesday.
It'll be all blurred together. We won't know which day it is.
Drag Illustrated has their after party at Club Blue last year.
Yeah, it was Blue last year. Is that where it's at this year too?
I'm
that
sure.
Place is kind of tight.
It's very
I'm sure we'll be at that at some point, in and out.
Yes, and hopefully if things go well, I'll be pissing the bed this year.
Oof.
That's how you know that it was a good time.
For sure.
If Sean pisses the bed.
Can't go.
This thing? It looks like
that
a
that is
gum. Okay. To cap this podcast off.
Cool. Letters
from fans. Let's read some
letters.
We got
a couple letters.
Here we go.
Some letters from fans.
Here we go.
This one says, here, I'm going to give you guys a couple. Ooh, that's a good one there. Oh, wow. Man, we're doing good today.
Man, you got a stack of them there.
Here you go, Shane. Can you read?
Yeah, no, I'm from Western Oklahoma. I don't know how to read.
Open that and tell me if it's any good. Here you go, fam. Open that one. Mine says Street Outlaws, Midwest Streetcars Auto, and it's from Cheyenne something or another and Brian. I don't fucking know. Somewhere far away, it looks like. Dear Daddy Dave, what the fuck? This one says, Dear Daddy Dave, you are the best street outlaw person ever. I love your car. Nice job beating Reaper. Hope you get to the top of the list. Me and my brother love watching you race. I used to live in Oklahoma, 50 miles away from the shop. I now live in Texas, from Cheyenne. Well, that one's to Daddy Dave. We'll forward that on through, won't we? I'm sure he'll get it. I'm going to throw that right there in that fucking trash can. What, you got anything good over there? No?
Man, it's
this one's from...
It's rough to read.
This one's not bad.
This one's from Chris Ritchie in Paris, Kentucky. And I know Paris, Kentucky, and they're a little off down there.
All right, let's hear it.
This one is just... It's a picture.
It's a picture? Let's see.
It's a picture of the Murder Nova.
It is? Well, I mean,
let the record be shown that's a Chevelle.
It is a Chevelle, and it's like the square body Chevelle.
It's like a 66 or 67 Chevelle. So there you go.
And he definitely traced it.
But he did put Murder Nova on it, so...
I don't know how old this kid is on this one, but...
So don't shit on him.
And I'm not going to. I'm just going to read it. To Big Chife.
That's me. Big Chife.
Big Chife, Big Chief, whatever.
Whatever.
Says, hi, I'm Jonah. I'm going to read it.
I'm what?
The whole, Jonah?
Jonah? Jonah. So it's a girl or a guy?
I no idea.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's a guy.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it how he wrote it.
Okay.
So, I'm Jonah. I love your guises. Show my ferret car is the Crow Mod. When I grow up, I want to come and race with you guys. You have the best show. And remember, don't listen to Asian. He said in the first race with the Crow Mod and Farm Truck, he said you won by Fender. Crow Mod for life. P.S. My birthday's the 19th.
That was one sentence.
That's it, man.
Right on. Happy birthday.
And then he put his address here.
Happy birthday.
Holmesville, New England.
New England.
From New England.
They don't have an accent there, do they?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What do you got, Shane?
I don't know. That's big. That's the big chife.
Got a letter from an 8-year-old from Connecticut, Ohio.
8-year-old. At least he told his age.
It's a her.
Oh, it's a her?
Her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Shane.
And she's Dear Big Chief, how are you feeling from the crash? I hope you are feeling okay because I saw it on TV. I wish I could gave you $1 million. You are the best.
How much does she have?
Fans are the best. Yeah, what do you got?
Race car. You are the best race car driver I know.
After
your
you
friend.
Crash, they tell you you're a good race car driver.
Connecticut, Ohio. And they got a picture of your car in crayon.
See it.
You're number one.
And it's blue.
Oh, that's
blue.
That's a blue car.
Yeah, with flames.
What's the name of the person?
Or shoot.
The little
shoot.
Person? What's the name of the little person? She didn't put her name?
Probably on the envelope.
Looks like there's two pages there, Shane.
Yeah, that was from her granddad that sent it.
Oh, okay. So he's watching her. He's making sure she ain't sending
me. He said he's sorry for sending the letter so late. He has been out.
Oh, so he dropped the ball.
Yes.
Thanks, Gramps.
He got it done. He got it done.
My fans are the greatest. This one's from Jeremy, number 595116.
I know what that means.
In Holdenville, Oklahoma.
Holdenville.
Okay. I know where Holdenville's at.
Yeah. He'll probably stop by here.
In case you guys are wondering, the numbers after the name, those are our favorite letters.
Yes.
Because they are from the Department of some sort of corrections unit. And that's we like the people, because the things that we do in our life and the things that we like to do as recreation could land us in a place like where Jeremy here is.
Yes, and we would really like for them to like us.
And the last thing we need is a guy who's been sitting there for 10 years waiting on us to read his letter.
Yes.
So
yeah, I don't think you have a problem getting smokes from him.
Yeah. Big Chief, man, I've been waiting to write this letter, hoping Street Outlaws will be back on TV by now. And I could see you smoke Kai Kelly. You're a way better driver than him. You just let your nerves get in the way, boy. I've been locked up for over 7 years, and I'm talking about damn near come to blows with motherfuckers over you and Sean. While you represent the 405
right?
out there. He did.
He's fucking right, he did.
Jeremy spelled your name right, and he's gonna fight people.
Pilgrim can't spell my name Jeremy can.
This dude's gonna fight people, he says, over when we're out there representing. He said, I represent 405 in here, and me and my celly are. Oh shit, this is getting serious, guys. I don't know if I should keep reading, but I'm going to.
Yeah, you're
because
gonna,
this is our show.
You're already in it.
He said, I represent... okay, let me back up. He says, I've been locked up for over 7 years. We all know if you've been locked up over 7 years, you did some things.
Yeah.
It's not
wasn't
speeding,
his first
it's offense. Not a speeding ticket here. I'm talking about damn near come to blows with motherfuckers over you and Sean out there while y'all represent the 405 out there. I represent it in here. Me and my celly are... I don't want to say it wrong and get killed. What's that word? I know that's Irish mob, both. But what's... Both.
Both.
Just making sure.
Both are bath.
Me and my celly are both Irish mob, and when y'all are racing... When y'all are racing, cell phones are off limits. Oh, our cell is off limits. So, when we're racing, he says... Okay, so he says, when y'all represent the 405 out there, I represent in here. Me and my celly are both Irish mob, and when y'all are racing... Our cell is off limits. I just wanted to know if you have got the chance to race Kai Kelly yet, and if so, how bad you beat him, and what's up with y'all's little bulldog Chuck? I thought he was going big tire. What's up with more cash days races, too? Farm Truck made that big-ass trophy, and y'all only use it once. When y'all are out there betting on races, we're in here betting on races. And I need to recoup some of the money I lost on you.
Oh,
shit. My bad, Jeremy.
God damn it. You're going to have to send him some fucking commissary.
Yeah.
Last race with Kai Kelly, that one cost me a few hundred. And in there, that's a lot. But I'm still a big fan and always will be. Lost a little money on that one race, but I won way more over the last few years on you. Also, something would be cool to see. There has been an ongoing dispute in here with the 405 versus the 918. All the 918ers say y'all haven't raced anyone from the 918 because y'all's cars can't fuck with theirs.
Shit.
So just something to think about. Anyway, if you could, just let me know. Answer to a few of the questions. And if you haven't raced Kai Kelly yet, remember this. Remember this. He ain't half the driver you is. and you keep beating yourself. Check your nerves at the door and tell your crew to keep repping the 405. Is that Sinn Féin? That's something Irish mob, I'm sure.
Jeremy. Sinn Féin. Like, take care or something.
Jeremy. And then he wrote some other shit, but then he marked it out.
I feel like you need to write that guy back.
Yeah, I think I might go see him. Yeah. And give him some insight on who to bet on the next few episodes.
Put some money down on his books.
Put some money on his commissary. I'm going to give him a pair of jellies and shit. Well, yeah. Thanks, Jeremy. You the man. It's always nice to have the Irish mob
backing us
down there in Holdenville. If we end up there, hopefully we can come by the cell when it's Street Outlaws time. And then we can, I feel like I'm not going to get any bets. So,
Springfield, Missouri, right here.
This one is,
this is a long one right here.
This one's from Brody Parrish.
You got a couple pages there.
Midwest Streetcars. It says, Midwest Streetcars. Dear Big Chief, my name is Brody Parrish. I'm a seventh grader at Green City. I'm in keyboarding class and we're learning how to type business type letters. We're supposed to pick a company, so I just chose yours because I like watching you guys race each other. I will get extra points if you write me back. What's it like to go 100 mile an hour down the strip? I don't know. Shane, what's it like to go 100?
Ass.
are there any changes to show the season's coming up? How are the races joining? The new products coming out? How'd you been? Blah, 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 blah. He just did this because they made him.
Hey, at least he did it.
You're an awesome fan, Brody Parrish. Okay, so he was just trying to get extra credit.
Yeah, this guy.
You know, what you got there?
It's something that this guy's like selling or something.
Oh, here you go. You get a jail letter, I get a jail letter.
Three jail letters in one show.
Wow.
This one isn't a jail letter, though. This one's from Daniel Carrillo Husco from Midland, Texas. Goddamn, ain't nothing to do in Midland, Texas. And then on the back it says, "Oh, I am so happy because you stayed twin turbos." And then he drew twin turbos that looked like a nutsack, which is weird.
Holy shit, this is a long one. Oh my god, yeah. I'm not reading all this. Holy shit. And then he sent some sort of legal document.
Oh my god.
The people of the state what are of you
doing?
Michigan.
Why are we doing this? Why are you looking at that? What is that?
I don't know. This guy wrote what he did. Look, he had gotten into trouble with some methamphetamines.
Methamphetrazine?
Yeah.
Let's read the letter before we just expose
it. No, I ain't reading, dude. Okay. Look at this. I ain't reading this fucking long.
Front and back.
Front and back of all these pages.
Let me see it. Let me see what you got there, Biggin. I'm a little worried. We've committed to reading all of jail letters.
This guy's got a business idea for
we
you.
Read all jail. We read all jail letters. We have to. So it even though it's long, I'm gonna have to read it. It is long as fuck too. He used both sides of the paper.
Yeah, we should have reread that and highlighted some shit.
Oh wow. Okay. I'm gonna go through it quick. Where's he from? Where's this guy from?
State of Michigan. So.
Oh yeah.
Of course it's the state.
This is from Chad Marvin, number 222515. Not Michigan, Mississippi. Mississippi.
So with me, it's 3522.
That's 275 in a seat.
Let's finish this. Let's finish this real quick. We'll talk about that in a minute. We don't need people to know any of these things. I'm sure you're wondering why an inmate has written you a monkey. If you're gonna talk, get the fuck out of here.
Heavy.
We got literally two letters and we're done. You can't wait two fucking letters.
There's a lot.
I'm sure you're wondering why an inmate has written you a letter, so let me get straight to the point. Really? There's three pages of the point here.
Straight to it.
I have a business idea, but let me preface it by saying that maybe this is something that has already exists. I've been locked up for 7 years, 4.5 to go. Jesus.
For methamphetamines?
So maybe this product or something similar has already been created. Oh, my God. this product.
He's got an idea for some product.
What I've come up with is a small drag racing device about the size of a GPS unit, 2.5 inches by 3.5 inches. It would have a sensor that attaches to your front bumper. The unit itself will hang from your window by a small suction cup. Two of them linked together by Bluetooth and can simulate drag racing light like you see in the NHRA, the tree. It would eliminate a flagger Oh no, you're fucking up.
No, we gotta have a flagger.
Yeah.
And then you could program it to the end of an 8-mile race, and it could tell you who won, who got there first, and flash a green light or a red light. Everything's done by GPS. Yeah, so I don't think you're understanding, boss. Like, yes, we could do all these things. I mean, the money we spend on race cars, we could have a laser beam out there to tell us who won. We could have a laser beam to tell us when to go. We could have computers that go for us. But that gets away from street racing.
Yeah.
So that was his idea. He wants to sell it for $299 in Summit. Good luck with that, friend. I'm not interested in doing that. We're OG type street racer cats. So we wanna keep it OG. This guy says he cannot be involved in any money making operations because the Michigan Department of Corrections will take 90%. But it says he's in Mississippi, right?
90%.
Jackson, Mississippi? Or no?
Jackson.
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, MI?
MI is Michigan, right? Michigan? Mississippi's MS, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's in Michigan.
We'll take 90% of the money for room and board.
90%?
He said for room and board in quotation marks.
Yeah.
I have a family that handles my finances, so I can give you a name. He's trying to get around it. I would also like to say I'm a huge fan of the show. Lots of guys in prison watch your show. Thanks, guys. I'm a GM guy. I've owned a 79 Firebird Formula and an 87 IROC. The show fuck you have. I love hot rods. I'm including a document that shows why I'm in prison. I'm not a fucking child molester or murderer. I've been in prison most of my life since 1991. Shit. Mostly for driving while intoxicated and things thereof. This time for a firearm. And manufacturing methamphetrazines. I'm not a bad guy, though. I still have some of my teeth. Nah. I still have all of my teeth. And I have an awesome family that loves me. I've just been kind of an idiot. Yeah, me too, man.
It happens.
Those days are over for me. Your show is also a bit of an inspiration. I plan to use my spare time building hot rods and drag cars and not manufacturing meth or driving while intoxicated with firearms. Good. That's good.
That's awesome.
You know, he's
look at that.
He's fixing the system himself. Worked. The system worked.
Rehabilitated. I say let him out.
You can check out on my whole criminal record. Jesus, no, we don't want to do that. Just to show you who I am, I'm legit. I believe it. You've been in there a long time, buddy.
Yeah.
You can also contact me at an email service used for convicts. We call it the prison Facebook. Whoa. Thanks for taking the time to read this. And don't worry, I'm not some weirdo that's going to write again all the time. If you don't like my idea, I just figured I'd take the risk. It costs nothing. Better to do it in here. Don't have much time to do anything else. P.S. Tell Chuck we all think he most closely resembles us convicts and could be one soon. No, we agree.
Yeah, we agree with that.
We agree. Sure. What we got?
Just to let you know, he doesn't need this back. He's got many copies.
That's his legal?
This is his.
That really is his legal shit?
Yes.
That really does tell what he did?
Yes.
And then
it doesn't say what he did before, but that's probably what he was convicted of last time.
What he's convicted
Weapons,
of.
Weapons, felony, firearms.
Manufacturing.
He was messing around.
Probably lots of it too.
He was messing around with guns, and he was messing around with chemicals.
Hey man, you ain't got to be a bad guy. He just got caught.
Damn.
I know lots of people who meth around.
That sucks. He's been in since 2010. He gonna be in a while too. It says here. Well, good luck to you, brother. You know. Hopefully it works out. Hopefully you get out and get to be with your family and build some hot rods, man. Yeah. It sucks because, man, a lot of the shit we've done in our lifetime, we could have ended up there, you know?
Yep.
We got real lucky, man.
I have ended up there.
Last letter of the day. This one is from...
I don't know.
Rodriguez. First name...
Ethelwaldo?
First name, Ethelwaldo.
Ethelwaldo?
Was that fucking for real?
Ethelwaldo.
Number 0999-1062 in Florence, Colorado.
Colorado.
Midwest City Automotive. That's close enough, man.
Yep.
says to the only street outlaws, that's right. The 405. Ooh,
right. That's what it started guy. Out.
Yeah,
that's what it started
he
out.
He wrote that on his fucking envelope. He wrote that on the envelope, bro. He ain't no joke. He says here. He says, Big Chief, how are you doing? Hope you and the loved ones are good. Please allow me to introduce myself. They call me Rico, and I'm from the 918.
That's easier.
Hey, Rico. Everybody got a nickname. Where he at? I find myself...
Uh-oh. What?
How you doing? Hope you and the loved ones are good. Please allow me to introduce myself. They call me Rico. I'm from the 918. I found myself in federal prison for 7 kilos of methamphetamine. Bad choice.
That's a lot.
We are big fans of your show here at the penitentiary. I got in a fight for two reasons. One, he said we ain't watching that stupid fucking show. And two, he said that Oklahoma is bitch country. So he got fucked up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It does say that. Sometimes Rico fucked him up. And then Rico says, fuck Texas and everybody from Texas except for Boosted. Street Outlaws is fucking serious in prison. We will fight over that show. There's always a dumbass that will bet against the 405, and I'm glad to collect. God damn. I want to hang out in there for a day, maybe half a day. You, Sean, Monza, Chris, Boosted Farm Truck, and the legendary Daddy Dave are my street racing idols. I talk so much shit about wanting to meet y'all that they bet me and said that I can't get at least 4 of you to send me a pic. Aw, of you and your ride. I hope I can. I just put 150 on it. Now to the real deal. I have a small block 350 with Holly carbs sitting at home. Want you to build it for me. Quarter mile. I just want it running in the low to mid 8s. Turbos times 2. I also want to build a 280Z on a S10 Chevy. What? 280Z body on an S10 Chevy frame. I'm just not sure. Most likely. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want you to build it.
What?
The motor. How much? Best of it all. Turnover. Oh, turn over the page. I'm sure he's saying that
before. Yeah.
I have the CarCraft Chromod. Nice read. Can you tell me which racing manufacturer is the best? Like Morgan & Sons, for example, maybe? I used to race imports.
No.
I used to race imports and bikes. No shit. But a wreck scared me. Now I'm ready. Oh, by the way, very glad you survived and healed up nicely. Big guy. Sean, I lost big when Doc beat you. Uh-oh, now you owe him. Now you're in
Dang
his
it.
Pocket.
Maybe he bet big.
Maybe he bet big on last night's race.
My son went to your... What? Oh, my son went to your shop and told me the whips are badass. I don't know, something like that. My brother-in-law owns Big Dog's Car Audio in Tulsa, and we are all racing and car fans. I just want you to know, and holy shit, he put this in big letters, we hate Kai Kelly and the black clown with him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You think they're talking about smoke, or you think they're talking about the guy on roller skates?
Guy on roller skates.
Gotta be the roller skates guy. He's
gotta
a clown.
Yeah, gotta be. That guy's gotta get
out
that
of all the dudes down there, I think I like smoke the most anyway.
Oh.
You know, no,
oh,
what I
thought
yeah,
you
no.
said. I thought
no,
that
that's
he
what
said
I said
that. No, yeah, smoke's the coolest one.
Yeah.
And he said, and the show going with him was the most horrible shit ever. Please stay safe. We love you guys, even though we don't know you. If you write back, I'll get the Chromod and you drawn and sent back by a homie of mine. Man, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
I have fans here that also want to send some artwork from a fan that has actually shed blood for you in the 405. Damn. God damn. Stay safe, stay fast, stay on top. May you all be blessed. Rico, 918. P.S. That was a great drag on Boosted's house. That's Monkey. Farm Truck and Asian are funny, and even better when Chuck punched that dude for Dave. Fucking classic. Well, there you go. Rico is, he's the real deal, and he fights people when they say that they're not watching our show in his place that he's staying, in the fellowship that he's at.
Yeah, yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. That was the letters are amazing. We really love them, and we we understand that of all the things that you're faced with in jail or the hospital or wherever people are nowadays, that it forces them to sit down and write a letter to somebody. You inspire us as much as we inspire you. Like, it really does matter that you sit there and you write letters to dirtbags like us, and you fight people over our show in prison. Like,
yes.
You know, thank you. Hold it down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hopefully you get out someday and you come see us, or if we get in someday, we'll come see you.
Yeah.
You know how this works?
Yeah, you take care of us.
Yeah, you take care of us, we take care of you. Come out. If you get out, you come see us, we'll help you out. If we get in, we'll come see you. You know
what I'm saying? When we get in, we'll come see you.
All right.
I think that's about it.
Oh, no, we got an important letter.
Ah.
Yeah.
We're going to do this?
Look at
this.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
We do have a letter here, and it doesn't look like it's from a fan. It is from the Championship Drag Racing Association, National Hot Rod Association, NHRA, Glendore, California. It says on the cover, it says on the envelope, important driver information enclosed. That's going to be me, you guys.
That's because it's not me.
In case you're wondering. What's wrong with my shit? My phone's fucking high. Whoa. It was in my pocket too long, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, it really is. There's something on my phone. There we go. Acting. It says important driver information enclosed. Get a good picture of this. This is too cool. It's got my name on it, by the way.
Because I don't have one of those.
Let's see. You don't have an NHRA driver packet?
I don't. They took it from me.
Hopefully that's not the letter that says...
Yeah, hopefully this isn't the letter where they take my license, right?
We fucked up.
Yeah,
this is the letter where they say, look, we've thought about it.
Yep.
You came to Indy. You fucked up.
Yeah.
We don't want you. Nope. Here we go. It says here. There it is. NHRA Competition Driver's License and Number Card. That's it. This is my proof right here.
Let me see. Permanent proof right here, baby. Let me see.
Look at that.
I have some that look just like this, but I'm sure that they don't say.
This is Justin Shear.
No, mine definitely don't say PM on the category.
It says to be eligible to race, your competition license number, permanent number, and NHRA membership number must both be current at all times. Booyakasha. That's my license right there, right?
And it says PM on the category.
PM. Pro mods. Yeah, see, I have a professional card. This is a professional. Driver, Justin Shear, category, pro mod. Number, they gave me my driver's number, 469.
I see that.
Code 2C. Look at that. Man. NHRA membership number, 935427. Corrective lenses, no. But my NHRA number is 469.
I know, that's crazy.
I stole that from Flip. When he died, that was his number, was 469.
Yes.
And it's a play on sexual innuendos.
It is Flip.
Because Flip 469. If you take her and you flip her.
For 69.
For 69.
Yeah.
Flip for 69. And that was his number. And so I stole it from him. And the NHRA let me have it. My number is 469. I'm Chief 469. So that's fucking cool as shit, dude.
Good
there
job,
it is.
Man. You're a professional race
car
driver.
I am a professional
race car driver. Professional.
So now, I don't only have to fucking worry about racing against a goddamn pro mod. I have to worry about racing a fucking professional driver.
Yeah, I'm a professional
driver.
He's legit, driver, guys.
I mean, what do you do for a living? I'm a professional race car driver.
I'm a professional.
I'm just a semi, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a semi-amateur professional driver.
I don't know if I'll ever be a professional, but I'd like to, you know, one of these days.
Well, you can do it, guys. All you got to do is, you know...
Stick to your guns.
Huh?
Stick to your guns. Be yourself.
Yeah, I've been myself, and they're damn sure not offering to give me one.
Never take no shit from nobody.
You got a street race? Yes.
Well, hey, you know,
yeah.
They asked me, and I told them, this is where we're at. Though I got my license. It's right here. That's too cool,
Good
man.
Good fucking job, man.
Congratulations.
It. Just a couple years ago, the NHRA took all our license. Took all y'all's licenses.
They took mine.
I don't. I never had one.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up, though. They took all y'all's licenses and then gave me one.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah, I still don't have mine back. Like, I had a fucking valid one.
Yeah.
Until they said, yeah, you can't have that.
Well.
I said, well, fuck you. I don't need it anyways.
Yeah.
I never showed one fucking person ever my license.
I've got my license now, dude. This is cool. I don't know what I'm going to do with it other than, you know, I got to find some more money.
Yeah. Hey.
The plan is 2017, a full
hey,
promo schedule.
That's just one step in the, hey, in the program.
12, you're going to let me come pit on your crew?
There you go. There you go. Shane,
I'm
can
asking.
Come and pit on your crew with you.
I'm asking.
Bring Silent Bob.
You're going to pit on my crew? Yeah.
Yes.
ProMod.
Pit.
ProMod pit. Crew.
Nah, I don't know, man.
He's got to
we run
that.
A tight ship.
Yeah.
We run a tight ship.
I don't even get to hang out over there.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll come hang out with you
I
then.
I sit over on the other side fucking signing autographs and just fucking sitting there.
I'll hang out with you then.
Fucking. Yeah.
Well, you don't want to work on the
sucks.
Car anyway.
I don't want to fucking sit over there and fucking.
Well, that was your problem. I didn't tell you to sit over there.
A monkey at a fucking zoo either.
I didn't tell you to sit over there.
Well, it helped us.
It did. So you
I'm in it for us, man. Okay.
Yeah, we're in this together.
We're in this together. Where's Chief? I don't know. He's over there with the racers. Yeah. I'm just over here hanging out with the fucking with the models and shit that
bring
are fucking selling shirts.
Bring your car next time.
Yeah, where's your car? Is that the biggest question?
As soon as we
where's
leave
your
here
car?
Right now, the new Murder Nova is painted, and I'm going to pick it up.
There you go.
Like right now.
Care if I roll with
so,
you? I'll roll with you.
Well, I don't know. I'm riding with him. I don't have a diesel. See,
oh yeah,
I
you,
had
yeah,
broke
you,
down last
yeah.
weekend in Alabama, and so I had left my truck in Alabama. 2 days before I broke down, though, I sold my
very dependable truck.
Very, very dependable truck that I had since it was brand fucking new.
That was a lot of bees. You added
yeah,
a lot of bees.
The regular.
Well, I stretched the word out because I'm still.
Yeah, but there were no bees in that one.
I'm not still how. I'm still not sure how I'm feeling about it.
The non-dually. The non-dually.
It was a dependable truck.
Yes, the non-dually.
The twin to my truck.
I had sold it.
Okay, so you're going to get the new car. We're all going to be a PRI.
Yes.
And if you know anybody that has any expendable income that wants to go pro mod racing next year but doesn't want to actually.
What about Shane?
Bug me. You got any money, Shane?
No, I got no money.
He's
I'm
wearing
broke.
A Nova shirt.
I'm yeah. broke.
He had to buy a new Vega.
I'm broke.
They should.
I'm looking for money.
All right, well, yep. I'm going to go get my car.
Anyway,
yeah. well,
send
thanks
us an
for
email,
hanging out. On
Midwest Streetcars Auto at Gmail. If you want to give me some money to go pro mod racing, and if you don't want to go pro mod racing or give me any money, then you know keep it to yourself. I don't know.
Yep.
All right.
We're
see
out.
You next Tuesday. Be good.
Oh, we gonna talk
love
about
you.
The radio
what?
Radio race? February.
What radio race in February?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Tuesday. We're gonna talk about it Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You gonna be there, Shane?
Maybe.
You gonna be on lights yeah, out on radios?
Maybe.
What class?
Huh. LDR. If they'll let me in.
There is no LDR at Ducks Race.
Oh. It's
Pro Drag Radio.
So Pro Drag Radio.
Or Pro 275 or whatever.
Yeah, I ain't got 275s. So I got 315s.
There's Outlaw Drag Radio, though.
The only thing that we don't have.
Can you do that with a tube chassis?
We don't have the 50-pound weight bar in the
so.
Back.
You're going to be in Radio versus the World. What you going to be in?
Yeah. Oof.
All
right. I can't run that.
See you next Tuesday. Maybe we'll have Shane back on so he can talk about radios or whatever he wants to talk about. See you guys later. Love you. Bye.
Bye.